Well, if you're looking at it prior to COVID, which is what we are, because this is as close to that as we can imagine now, in 2021. The last time we did the economic impact of the Texas OU weekend was around $44 million. Now, last year, because it was so cut down with the fan base, it went down to 10 million. So, with everything else being equal, I would say it's closer to the 44.
How has the city prepared for the influx? Was this expected?
Yes, we savor this weekend, the hotels, restaurants, attractions, bars, they just go off the charts. So from our standpoint, it is one of the most important weekends because we can count on it. We know it's coming. We can staff for it, and we can expect it. And everybody, it's a fun weekend, and everybody knows that. So it's a celebration, and especially this year, more of a celebration because we're back full, open 100%.
For Visit Dallas, is there any way to compare this to something else that happens every year in the city of Dallas as far as economic impact?
Well, there's the thing that I kind of smiled about when you said this, that we have every year, except the last 2 years, we have the Mary Kay Conference that comes in for 3 weekends in a row, 3 weeks in a row every July. And it is akin to that because our community prepares for it. They know what is happening, and they're good at it. So, but there are so many opportunities for Dallas throughout the year, things that keep coming back again and again. There's that longevity that remains with a lot of different events, but that would be the closest one I could think of off the top of my head.
Bigger cities across the US, there have been some controversial talk about whether or not people need to show their vaccine cards going into dine-in or be fully vaccinated for certain events or show negative COVID tests. How have those types of stories affected Dallas and visitors who have came here?
The starting of that, I think, was a shock to a lot of people, and then there was controversy. But I think now we have evolved as a society to just saying, hey, listen, it's up to the venue to decide as to whether that's what they want you to do in order to have admittance. Everybody gets to choose their own way forward. But I think that our customers are probably smart enough to know that they should expect that, and that they shouldn't be surprised if a venue says that they want that kind of that assurance that you are vaccinated before you go inside. Dallas is perceived to be much more open in terms of a city where if they are going to book an event that where they can actually show up here and that we're going to be open.
In the future, once we are past this pandemic and all things are equal again for all cities, will businesses and companies remember Dallas welcomed them when other cities might not have?
We're counting on that. It's the fact is that this affected every city, obviously, in the world. But we did decide early on that once we decided to put our stake in the ground and say, yes, we're open 100%, yes, we can host you, we didn't waver from there. Our partners at the city, the convention center, our hospitality community really rallied behind that message. And I think it will resonate. I think that people were appreciative of the fact that they could get a straight answer for us. And what we said we would do, we actually did.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.